So?
Yes.
How was that?
I'm going to turn it on our studio audience here. It's got some lovely people. So, folks, I'll just join here. Actually, that's a much better light. So, any comments, thoughts, questions?
Yeah, I have a little bit of physical discomfort this morning.
Yeah.
And I found it really distracting. I couldn't get comfortable. It's, you know, maybe the chair or whatever. And so that was hard to deal with.
So it was like a heavier weight that you
were
given.
Yeah, I couldn't get comfortable. So I was focusing on that, and then it just sent me in all kinds of different directions. So, and I spent the whole time letting things go and not arriving, you know, in a place.
But it's awesome that you raise that, because that's so part of the process, and you should so be encouraged. Look, none of us feel wonderful, and I mean, it's much more beautiful just to feel like you're in the river of God's love,
right,
peaceful, and you're getting energy versus feeling like that. But it really is that you're developing you're having a spiritual wrestle. You're exercising the ability to soon just accept that,
right,
whatever that is, and so that you can, you know, open yourself more up to God. So
right.
I hear you, but.
And you didn't give in. You didn't give up. That's
right.
Huge.
Yeah.
And because I think that's typical and true of anything when we're trying to draw closer to God.
Right.
We'll have these advancements, and then assume because we've made advancement, we're going to be there all the time.
Right.
And that's not the case.
Yep.
For me, I'm just finding the time goes.
Wow, really?
It used to be, 20 minutes. It's a challenge. But now I enjoy it.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, that's one huge sign of progress. Because the more you think about it, like, time is measured in things that happen. I mean, it is measured in seconds, but like, if you think I had a busy time, let's say you had 500 thoughts, that's a busy time. But if you had 5 thoughts, that's not such a busy time. And so time does tend to go quicker, feel like it's going quicker, when stuff's been cleared out. So,
I was also surprised when the time was up. I wasn't expecting it to be up.
That's awesome. Some folks that I've spoken to that have done this for more years speak of, the one guy doesn't even have a timer, and he says, you know, his practice is 2 times 30 minutes. He starts, says his prayer, God, through the sacred word, I consent to your presence and action, and then it's almost like he doesn't know what happened, and exactly like almost to the second, 30 minutes later, he's just like, you know, he's back. And he just feels, it just flew so quickly, and he just, all he knows, feels super refreshed and full of God.
Mm-hmm.
I said something earlier that I just want to clarify in case it's misunderstood. I said that we've got these deep icebergs of our lives. 10% is above the surface that we're aware of with our minds, but there's so much more to us. And then when something like anxiety comes up, or anger, or depression, we often, you just look for an external cause. And I said, well, you know, often we say it's the devil. It's a spiritual force. But it's actually something in us. I don't mean to imply that there isn't a spiritual evil component that can get on you. But it's interesting, this Satan is called Beelzebub, which means the Lord of Flies. A big description of the enemy is that he's like a fly. And flies fester. Flies exist where there's rotting, festering stuff. And that's why Jesus said, the enemy has no place in me. There's nowhere in my iceberg that he can fester. There's nothing. There's nothing, you know, there's no false anything that Christ was holding on to. But in us there is. And so it's yes. When the enemy hits you with something, sure, it might be the enemy, but it couldn't have happened if there wasn't a rotting piece of meat. And that's really what we, you know, trying to get at. I found, just interestingly, I'm very sensitive spiritually. I used to be, Colby, I think the same, but I think Colby even more. I used to like go to different cities and just feel the environment and be very sensitive to it, but not nice, because I used to be influenced by it. So for example, Johannesburg, South Africa is a very aggressive, materialistic, and I used to land in Johannesburg after being somewhere else and I'd immediately start feeling stressed and I need to perform and stuff like that. What's wonderful in the last 2 years of doing centering prayer is I'm just way less influenced by it. I feel like I've got a much bigger shield of spiritual protection. I can go into nasty situations and I'm probably a little bit aware of what's going on, but it doesn't touch me inside. It's almost like I think things in me that were maybe weak have been strengthened by the Holy Spirit through the process. Any other comments or questions? Trying to see who we've got. So you've got a bunch of guys not revealing their beauty by video today, which is fine. We are in a very beautiful setting.
Drew's here from Michigan.
Hey, Drew.
Hi.
Hey, man. Yeah, you on telephone. I see Dave Porter. It's usually because his shirt's off that he won't put on his video. Sharks. Dave, don't tell us any scores. We want to go and watch the game after this. That's for those of you who don't appreciate the finer things of South African rugby. I think we kind of almost done. Any other comments, thoughts, questions? What I will say while you think is, Don doesn't even know this, but the lineup is that last week's the kind of the final session. I'd said that about this week, but we changed it because I just felt this whole thing about dying to self, kenosis, is so central to understanding. It doesn't mean you do anything different, it's just understanding. So next week will be a summary, kind of wrap it up. Maybe one or two loose ends we haven't covered. And then really that 8-week series is kind of as best as I can tell from having read many books on this, attending quite a few seminars, it's it. It's how centering prayer works. Bernie asked about notes, because you're teaching this or something like that, that on the website there's a video and an audio and quite a detailed write-up with often a lot more detail of scripture and stuff that you can get. I'll put it all into a single book or something maybe once we're done. And then the week after, I'm going to ask Don to share again. And then from there, like I said, there's a few others we're going to invite to come and speak to us via video call. And then we'll just cover aspects, kind of like I said, bolt-ons. There's a beautiful study on how love which is a spiritual force that comes from God and that we only have because He first loved us, how love fits into all of this. And then there's other beautiful thoughts like how rest, which is a central spiritual concept of being connected with God, how that fits into this. And then desire, you know, so we'll kind of cover those type of things in subsequent weeks, but they're like free. You don't need them for the core, you know, it's like just like bonus. You don't. Anyway, any other last questions? No. All right. Well, bless you guys. Thank you.
Rob.
Have a wonderful rest of the weekend, man. We'll try and meet in our boardroom next time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
See you guys.